Welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE. And it is my true pleasure to welcome filmmaker Layla Connors. Thanks for coming on, Layla.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to our discussion.
Me too. Let me do a little intro. I'll do my best. You can interrupt me and correct me or whatever, but I am taking this directly from you. So there will be a screening of your latest film, Legion 44, at Upstate Films at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck on Monday evening at 6:30. What happens when there's a breakthrough, when spontaneously young people innovate and turn back what appears to be unstoppable catastrophe? Legion 44 chronicles these visionaries, many from the global south, who have invented groundbreaking solutions to reverse climate disruption. Layla Connors founded Tree Media to tell stories that support and sustain human and nature well-being. Layla has helmed over 100 media projects from the inception of Tree Media and has directed 6 documentary films, Legion 44 being her latest. Her last film, Ice on Fire for HBO with Leonardo DiCaprio, premiered at Cannes. Previous to Ice on Fire, Layla directed a documentary with President Mikhail Gorbachev, titled The Arrow of Time. That puts you in good company with Werner Herzog, by the way. You must know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Okay, here's my first question. And again, welcome to the Midday Show, Layla. Real pleasure to have you on. You're also a neighbor. You're up in Chatham, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Which came first, your environmental activism or filmmaking?
Actually, yeah, I come out of think tanks. So it would be more I was born in the late 60s and lived through the Cold War and the sort of the escalation of the nuclear threat. And so I was always fascinated by war and peace. And so I studied international politics abroad in Paris and was hired by think tanks to think about the world and how it works from a very early age, from early 20s. So I came to the environmental question which was, how do we as a global human society live on planet Earth as sustainably as possible? So That's where I come from. I wouldn't call myself an activist so much as I look at what are the trajectories of human behavior and structure and social constructs, so and economic constructs, so that we can all live prosperously and in balance with nature. Because obviously, as we threaten nature, we threaten ourselves.
Right. For a lack of a better term, it almost sounds like you have a quasi-academic approach or maybe more of a practical approach.
Yes, I would say so.
Not to suggest that activism isn't practical, but, you know, by any means. But, you know,
sure.
As I was reading about you and everything, and I'm thinking to myself when I'm reading and I'm watching the teaser for Legion 44, which is, again, going to have a screening on Monday night in Rhinebeck. But I'm thinking we've gotten so much bad news. You know, with all the best of intentions, there's some remarkable documentaries over the last 10, 15 years, you know, with Al Gore and so many other real filmmakers out there. But the news has been pretty bad. And I'm just like thinking, I'm watching the teaser and reading about the film, and it sounds like this film is, not to be Pollyanna about it, but it's providing some hope.
Yeah, I would say we conceptually know what to do with what I call putting human civilization inside the carbon cycle, because effectively that's really what the brief is. We have to basically run our economy inside the carbon cycle and not throw it out of whack. So, and then we can do it. And obviously there's a combination of fuels. There's a combination of, you know, energy generated from the wind and the sun. And there's a combination of what we will now use as recycled fuels and probably other, technologies that we don't know yet. But the point is that the movie that I made is about taking carbon from the sky and putting it back in the ground. And there's nature does it, as we know, trees, soil, et cetera, ocean. And then we can take, but nature does short-term cycles, right? So it's carbon up, carbon down every year, which is, you know, fantastic. What we've done is take the deep carbon that was buried deeper than just top layer soil and throw it up in the sky to such a degree that it's like 1.7 trillion tons since the Industrial Revolution. And we can basically now take that and put it back in those deep carbon pools. And so it's basically like cleaning up your mess. But you can also
Right.
take, really, it is. It's also, you can also just take it and make fuels or decarbonize, or sorry, not decarbonize, but defossilize manufacturing. What do I mean by that? That means that there are a lot of things that will never get carbon out of it because carbon is the building block of life. So you basically take it from the sky and make the material rather than dig it up out of the ground and make the material. What's nice about that is it's also localization of fuel generation. So, for example, there's a company called Aircela, actually based in Rochester, New York, that's created a little machine where you can put in your garage and make your own fuel with a solar panel on it. So no more gas
That
stations.
sounds
So
dangerous.
no,
I mean, not the
it's
making the
not.
fuel, but not making the fuel, but just the, like what that could suggest, and like, you know, yet another thing that can disrupt the whole economy at some point.
Which is why they're not in our movie right now because they weren't ready. Because probably, who knows?
Oh,
But
that
the point
it's
is,
that
there's
new.
a lot. It's that new, yeah. But the thing is, there are other companies that are doing jet fuel. So aviation will definitely be on recycled fuels. Batteries are really hard to put in large planes and fly them around at this point. So it's going to definitely be recycled fuels. So this is a whole new world that we're talking about and introducing to the general public that, yes, we have this pathway, and it's not oil companies. Some oil companies are doing it, but in the world, in terms of places like Kenya or Oman or the Caribbean, there are young engineers who've decided to look into this. And so in Kenya, for example, they have the Great Rift Valley, which has a lot of geothermal and basalt rock formations. And so for, you know, on abundant geothermal, you can grab carbon from the sky and put it back in the ground in the Rift Valley. And there's plenty of room, plenty of storage. They could probably save civilization like 10 times over there, if that's how they call it. They call it the gift of the rift. But they can also, again, make fuels and other materials. So this is a pretty spontaneous emergence. It really happened during the pandemic, some of these companies coming up over the radar. And most of the people, as you'll see in the film, are probably late 20s, mid 30s, who are doing
Right.
this.
Yeah. The film is called Legion 44. What is Legion 44?
Well, the 44 is the molecular weight of carbon dioxide. And
Right.
so it's sort of this idea that the weight of, you know, because everyone's completely freaked out about climate for good reason, you know, there's people that are desperate and throwing soup on paintings and stuff. And Legion is more about this spontaneous group of people who said, all right, let's roll up our sleeves and really fix this. And so they did. So the
Are they in
only question,
communication? Are they working
yes,
together? Okay.
very much so. And what's interesting about it now is scale, of course. There's a lot of pushback actually from environmentalists that are worried about permission to pollute issues, which at this point, this is too long for this time, but it's come see me and we'll talk about it on Monday.
Good
Yeah,
plug.
it's not, yeah, right. It's not, that's not our problem because pollution is going to happen anyway. So we need to figure out how to scale this portion of what we call the carbon cycle. And we know how to do that now. And there's a lot of pathways. It's rocks. It's mostly rocks. Because the geologic carbon cycle is, you know, hundreds of millions of years, and it involves rock. So most of these pathways, as we call them, are rock related. There are, of course, also seaweed, and there's biochar, and there's also ocean alkalinity enhancement, which is also a bit of kind of, you know, minerals and things.
Well, any radio station likes to hear the solution is rock because, you know, I'm sorry, going for the cheap laughs.
Well, it's
Well, I've
true.
been, I actually, I really want to, I might need to cancel my Monday plans and head over to the Star Theater in Rhinebeck. There's going to be a 6:30 screening of Legion 44, directed by Leila Connors, and she will be there for a post-screening Q&A. You probably introduced the film as well. Let's get everybody out to the, you know, they've been doing, Upstate Films has been doing a great job, a very effective job of getting butts in seats. So I'm gonna just assume that it's gonna be the case on Monday night. So people should get their tickets as quickly as possible. Go to upstatefilms.org and purchase your tickets for Legion 44. Leila, I know there's a lot to talk about, so hopefully we'll have another opportunity to do that real soon. Thank you for making time today.
Oh, thanks for plugging me in there, and look forward to seeing whoever can make it.
My entire pleasure. This is the Midday Show, 98.1 KZE.